Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And it's the 8th day of October, which means we are in chapter 8 of Genesis. And I'm reading to you with the Message. So this is what it says. Then God turned his attention to Noah and all the wild animals and farm animals with him on the ship. God caused the wind to blow and the flood waters began to go down. The underground springs were shut off, the windows of heaven closed, and the rain quit. Inch by inch, the water lowered, and after 150 days, the worst was over. On the 17th day of the 7th month, the ship landed on the Ararat mountain range. The water kept going down until the 10th month. On the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains came into view. After 40 days, Noah opened the window that he had built into the ship. He sent out a raven. It flew back and forth, waiting for the flood waters to dry up. Then he sent a dove to check on the flood conditions, but it couldn't even find a place to perch. Water still covered the earth. Noah reached out and caught it, brought it back into the ship. He waited 7 more days and sent out the dove again. It came back in the evening with a fresh-picked olive leaf in its beak. Noah knew that the flood was about finished. He waited another 7 days and sent the dove out a third time. This time it didn't come back. In the 601st year of Noah's life, on the first day of the first month, the flood had dried up. Noah opened the hatch of the ship and saw dry ground. By the 27th day of the second month, the earth was completely dry. God spoke to Noah, "Leave the ship, you and your wife and your sons' wives, and take all the animals with you, the whole menagerie of birds and mammals and crawling creatures, all that brimming prodigality of life so they can reproduce and flourish on the earth." Noah disembarked with his sons and wife and his sons' wives. Then all the animals, crawling creatures, birds, every creature on the face of the earth left the ship family by family. Noah built an altar to God. He selected clean animals and birds from every species and offered them as burnt offerings on the altar. God smelled the sweet fragrance and thought to himself, "I'll never again curse the ground because of people. I know they have this bent toward evil from an early age, but I'll never again kill off everything living as I've just done. For as long as earth lasts, planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never stop." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for rain. Thank you for sunshine. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for a ground that sprouts forth vegetation. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for watching over us and protecting us and preserving our lives. Lord, we don't know how much longer we have on earth, but we do pray that you would help us to live in light of eternity, to live in light of hearing, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Lord, for those who are battling darkness today, I pray that you would shed light. I pray you'd send a friend who helps them to see that they're not alone, that you see them, and that companionship is oftentimes what we need to get through pain. And Lord, I pray for those who have maybe walled their hearts off and have been hurt so much that they can't imagine letting another human being in. I pray you begin the process of healing them so that they can welcome healthy people back into their lives. Lord, we don't want to push away that which is good, but oftentimes in self-protection we do. So Lord, we pray that you would bring us on a healing journey. Most of our healing has to do with relationships, and oftentimes a lot of that healing has to do with relationships that disappointed us in childhood. I still go back there, Lord. I still have issues there. I still am working through some things. And so, Lord, I also thank you that the healing journey, though it feels very, very long, it continues. And Lord, I know I'm not going to have complete healing on this side of the earth, but on this side of heaven, actually. But every day can be a little bit better. And I pray that for my friend today, you would shed light. And Lord, I know I'm thinking of a friend right now who feels like it's just taking too long to heal. And I pray for her, and I pray that you would give her specific encouragement today, that it does feel long and it does feel dark, but the God of the universe is with us and he will walk alongside us. Lord Jesus, encourage us specifically this week. Encourage us to know that you're with, and with is such a beautiful word. And I need with. I need you with me. Lord, I pray for the person who's battling bitterness today, and I pray that you would help them to let go of it It's more like we clutch it and we pull it to ourselves and it poisons us. And I pray that you would help us to open our hands to you, to let go of that bitterness and be warmed by your presence. You have forgiven us so much. Help us to have the strength to forgive so little in comparison with how much sin we have sinned against you. Thank you for rescuing us from death. Thank you for rescuing us from the fear of death. And I pray, Lord, that we would continue to offer sacrifices to you in the form of hearing you, trusting you, and obeying you. I pray all of this in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, lovely, lovely, lovely name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's different levels you can support the podcast at. And I'm just so humbled and just, I can't even express it. I'm so humbled and grateful for all of you who have helped Pray Every Day stay on the air. It's been such a blessing. And you're a partner with me in ministry. And thank you for all of your help.